This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Aaron Pacheco of New Hope East Hawaii. In this message entitled Honoring Sacrifice, Pastor Aaron reminds us that we can honor sacrifice through the way that we live. This message was delivered on May 28th, 2017. Here now is Pastor Aaron.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's a beautiful Sunday, isn't it? Yeah. And you know, I forgot to say, if we don't focus on that, I would have missed this beautiful day. But God has given us this beautiful day. And I hope tomorrow is as well, so that we get to celebrate a great Memorial Day with one another. You know what? Tomorrow, make sure you spend time with the people who God has placed in your lives. Make sure that you spend time with your families. No go fishing, okay? Leave that to me. Just joking. But make sure to take the time out to spend with the people who God placed in your lives. Because the truth is that the greatest gift that God gave us was Jesus Christ and a relationship with Him, which extends into eternity. The second greatest gift He gave us was the people right in our lives and the relationships that we have with Him, with them. Without those things, we are all alone by ourselves. Really nothing. Amen? So make sure we do that. And speaking about that, we're in the middle of this series of honoring the people that God has placed in our lives, remembering the contributions in helping to form who we are today. And thus far, we've talked about honoring our teachers, our mentors, our mothers, and then those who God has ordained as authorities in this life. By the way, who was here last week for Pastor J. Wynn's message? He did a great job, yeah. The kid is awesome. And I hate when Pastor Scott make me follow him the next week. But he did a wonderful job. And if you've missed any part of this series, I encourage you, go on newhopeeasthawaii.com, and we have the audio versions of the series on there, okay? If you missed any one of the messages. Now, today, in light of the upcoming celebration of Memorial Day, I get the honor of honoring those who sacrificed for us by serving in our military. And I remember when my brother-in-law, his name is Mike, when Mike announced to us that he was going to join the Army, and it was right in the middle of the desert storms. One had just ended, and there was still a lot of tension in the Middle East. It was real high, and we knew that we were going back into war. And in our little group of friends, Mike and my sister Joy, they weren't married yet, but they were the babies in our group. They were the young kids. And we were, you know, we were their big brothers and sisters, and we wanted to protect them. And I remember thinking to myself and seeing the look on everybody's face when Mike announced that to us. And we thought, what are you thinking, boy? What are you thinking? Why in the world would you want to enlist in the military now? Why? I mean, he had just finished college, and this kid is brilliant. He just finished college. He was getting married in a few months. Why would he put his life on the line like that? And then later on, my sister Joy, knowing how disappointed I was at that point, she told me this. She said, you know, Aaron, Mike just feels in his heart that it's time. Time for him to serve. Time for him to serve his country and your family. And I thought about that. And the thing I thought was, man, how proud I was of this kid. It was at that moment that I said it was okay for him to marry my sister. I remember how proud I was of him, man. Let me tell you one of his stories from the military. It was actually the first day of boot camp, and Mike, my family, my sisters and brother, he actually grew up in Pahoa, went to Pahoa High School. And Mike's best friend, all the way through middle school and high school, his name was, see if I can remember his name, Mano. Mano Cabello. Okay? Now, the reason why they were friends is because in school, Mike is very big now, but he was this skinny, scrawny little guy, and Mano was this big, strapping man, man-child. And anytime Mike would get in trouble, Mano was there to save him from that, beat up the other guys. Mano always protected Mike. Now, Mike, like I told you, Mike is a genius. So Mike was brilliant. Mano, not so much. Okay? But without Mike, Mano would never have graduated high school. So Mano was very grateful for Mike, as Mike was very grateful for Mano. They joined the army together. And on the first day of boot camp, they go to get their clothing detail. And clothing sergeant yells out, "I'm going to call your name. When I do, tell me what size clothing you wear." And Mike looks over at Mano, and Mano is nervous. You can tell something's wrong. And he says, "Mano, what's wrong?" And Mano says, "Ra, my mother always bought my clothes. I have no clue what size my clothes are." So Mike, in his brilliance, he looks Mano over and he says, "No worry. They're going to call my name Rigoli. They call my name before yours. When you hear what number I call out, you just call out one higher. It'll work." So Mano says, "Okay." Clothing sergeant calls out, "Rigoli, what size pants do you wear?" "Size 33. Cabello, size 34. So they get their pants, they try them on. Sure enough, just like Mike said, pants fit Mano perfect. So clothing sergeant calls out again, "Rigoli, what size shoes you wear?" "Size 10. Cabello, size 11. Try on the shoes, fit perfect. Now Mano's all happy. "Mike, you my man, you my friend. I'm going to protect you for the rest of your life." And now he's confident and he's getting a little bit cocky. So the clothing sergeant calls out again, "Rigoli, what size hat you wear?" "6 and 7 eighths. Cabello, 19, 11, 12. I think you know that that's not a true story. You know, I told that one at their wedding, and my sister still hasn't talked to me since then. Now, I wanted to make you laugh. I wanted to make you laugh a little bit because we're about to get really serious. In fact, I have a little video to show you to preface the message today. So, would you watch this?
Three teens were arrested today for defacing the Kensington Park War Memorial.
You know, watch that thing 25 times. Still has the same effect. All gave some. Some gave all. And right at the beginning, where Grandpa says, "Some people sure have short memories," that one hit me right here. Because way too often, I forget the sacrifices that were made by others so that I might live. And I think that's one of the major downfalls of our prosperous society. That we get caught up in the everyday hustle and bustle. We get caught up in the things we see as problems in our lives. So caught up in ourselves that we forget that people sacrifice so that we could have that hustle and bustle. So that we could have those challenges in our lives. So we could actually have the lives that we have. Some, all gave some. And some gave all. Now, I know that many of us don't always get to agree with the what's or the why's or the how's of the wars that we enter into. But I would pray that we would never forget the who's. Never forget the people who in obedience, not for money, not for power, not for glory, but in a heart of obedience and service, chose to lay their lives on the line for you and I. In retrospect, whether they knew it or not, they were actually being obedient to God. In the book of John, Jesus tells us this. He says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. In retrospect, whether they knew it or not, they were actually following God's own example. In the book of 1 John, chapter 4, it's written like this. It says that this is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Never forget the sacrifices that were made and are still being made by those who have chosen to fight for us. And never forget to honor that sacrifice. Amen? I believe with all my heart that God would say, just like Pastor Jaywin touched on the last 2 weeks, God would say, if you forget the sacrifices made by those who you can see, how will you remember the ones who you cannot see, made for you? So here's what I'll challenge everybody to do. The next time you get angry about what the government is doing, stop and realize that someone gave up their life so that we could have this form of government and the right to have a vote of who gets to direct it and the right to get angry at them. So stop. Say thank you. Next time you get stressed out about having to pay taxes, stop and realize that someone sacrificed it all so that you could pay a percentage of your income instead of being a slave who gets nothing at all. Stop and say thank you. Next time you get down and out about life, stop and realize that many laid down their own lives so that you could have this one. And that no matter how bad things seem, more than 70% of the rest of this world do not have what you have because of the sacrifices that were made on our behalf. So stop and say thank you. Just about 2 weeks ago, Carlin and I attended a memorial service for some of the fallen heroes in our community. And Mayor Kim was one of the guest speakers there. And as Mayor Kim always does, he said something very profound. He said, "Today we honor the fallen heroes, but I want to encourage you, every opportunity you get, honor those who are still alive. Just say thank you for your sacrifice while they can still appreciate it." And I would reiterate that today, that every time you see a service person, say thank you. Let them know how much we appreciate what they're doing. Every time you meet someone who has served and by the grace of God is still with us, say thank you. Simply say thank you for your sacrifice while they can still feel the appreciation. And this is the first point when it comes to honoring sacrifice. Number one, live gratefully. Live gratefully. Somebody once told me that the greatest people on earth aren't the richest or the most talented or the most famous. The greatest people on earth are the ones who are grateful. And they're grateful because no matter what the circumstance, they understand how blessed they really are. 1 Thessalonians 5 instructs us, give thanks in all circumstances. How many? All circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And we're going to do something here. On the count of three, there's going to be three words popping up on the screen. You ready, Shelby? Okay. So on the count of three, so when I'm going to go three, one, two, three, go. Okay. On go, read those three words with me. Okay. Ready? One, two, three, go. I am blessed. Say that again. I am blessed. Now say it like you believe it. I am blessed. Okay, here's the deal with that. The next time you feel like complaining about anything, say these three words. Next time you feel like life is not fair, because it's not, but the next time you feel like that, say these three words. Next time you feel like giving up, say these three words. Because the truth is that there's no good reason that we should have the pleasure of living in this place called East Hawaii, especially on a day like this. The most beautiful place on earth, in the most beautiful state, in the most prosperous country in the world. You know, the only reason is that we are blessed. And blessed because God orchestrated it in such a way that people obediently sacrificed in such a way that we get to be here today. You agree with that? Say amen. Amen. We are supposed to be the greatest people on earth. Why? Because we're supposed to be the most grateful people on earth. And you know what the true mark of greatness, gratefulness is? The true mark of gratefulness is graciousness. When we understand that the sacrifices made for us by others, and in turn, choose to make sacrifices for those after us. And that's the second point when it comes to honoring sacrifice. Live graciously. Live graciously. Live in such a way that shows that we understand how much has been given for us. And not just for show, but for real, by being an example. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul worded it like this. He says, "Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma." Now, don't raise your hands, but how many of us have ever treated somebody poorly or maybe got very angry at someone for something? I'll be the first to admit that this is me. I've told you many, many times how I deal with road rage, just like Pastor Scott. You know, while I was writing this message, this thought came to mind. Was, how many veterans, how many people who have sacrificed a part of their lives for mine have I treated in this way? Truth is that regardless of if the other person made a sacrifice for us or not, when we treat people poorly, it does not honor sacrifice. It dishonors it. Shows how easily we forget how much we've been given. So don't forget. Live gratefully, live graciously, and most importantly, number three, live. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I bet that this is the first time you've ever had the answer to a sermon point be a punctuation mark. It's because it's that simple. No one ever sacrificed anything so that we would choose to live miserable, less than mediocre lives. They did so that we would strive for greatness. But the truth is that we got to choose to honor it. And we got to choose to honor it now. In John 10, Jesus says this. He says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come that they may have life and have it to the what? To the full." So let me give you a scenario here. 225 men in battle stormed an island to shut down the powers that were trying to control the world and put it in slavery, to shut down the powers of tyranny in this world. Only 90 remained to finish that war. Now I want you to imagine that over 130 laid down their lives. And what if we go out and we live in such a way that our lives are meaningless? What if we go out and live in such a way that it doesn't mean anything. That we give ourselves over to doing things poorly, doing things wrong. What if we were to live in that way? Would we be honoring these men? No way. Let me give you another scenario as I wrap up this message. Imagine that God looked down upon you and I, and he loved us so much that his original plan was that he would get to spend eternity with us. But he understood that because of the things that we did wrong, because of sin in our lives, in this world, we had separated ourselves from that eternity and gave up that gift that he wanted to give. So what did he do? He loved us enough that he made a way, sacrificed his own son, sent him down into to live in this world, to live just like us, to live a perfect life, and then to lay that life down, to sacrifice it all for you and I. And not in an unpainful manner, in a very painful manner, where he was nailed to a cross and he shed his blood and he gave up his life so that we could have eternity with God. I imagine this. If we never said yes to Jesus Christ, if we never accepted that gift, it would have been all for nothing. If we never lived our life in such a way that brings God glory, that honors his sacrifice, if we never chose to live, what would that be? I want to encourage you this morning, live your life to the full. Give it all up. And then when it's over, make sure that you have things right with God so that you can spend eternity with him and honor his sacrifice. 1 John 4:9 says this, that this is how God showed his love among us, that he sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. So live! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Amen? Now those of you who know me, know that I usually insert a bottom line into my message, right? You notice that there is none, not because I forgot it, but because today it's not going to be written out. Instead, we're going to live it out, okay? So I'm going to invite the worship team to come back up. And as they do we have anybody who is serving currently in our armed forces, even in the National Guard? Nobody here today. They're all on vacation, yeah? They deserve it. Anybody here who is a veteran and has served our country? I know we have many. Would you stand? Please remain standing because we got two very important words we want to say to you. Thank you. Okay, stay standing. Is there anybody here today who had a loved one or a very close friend, relative, who actually laid down their life and gave it all in battle? I want to say to you on behalf for them, thank you. Now, anybody here who has somebody currently serving in their family, would you stand? And we want to say thank you for allowing them to serve us. And you make sure that you tell them thank you. Okay, anybody here who has a friend or, oh, you got to stay up. Anybody here who has a friend or a loved one, or okay, let me just put it this way, or knows somebody serving in our military today? I think every hand's supposed to go up, so everybody stand. And I want you to say this to them, okay? Every opportunity you get, whether they've been in battle or not, they are laying down their lives for us. So say thank you. Okay? And most of all, how many of us have a God that gave it all up so that we could spend eternity with him? Would you stand? And let's say thank you to God right now. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for the sacrifice that you made. We thank you for every person who you've placed in our lives who sacrificed for us, even the ones that we don't know. Lord, and always remind us that because of the sacrifices made, we should not forget. We should live gratefully, we should live graciously, and we should live life to the full. Don't ever let us forget that. And when we do, Lord, and when we're down and out, remind us of those three words, that we are blessed. Don't ever let us forget that. Again, Father, we thank you. Thank you for your love that never fails. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen? Amen. Amen. Well, let's wrap it up this morning by giving God the glory that he deserves. That was that word, focus again, yeah? So focus. Focus on all the blessings that God has given you. And don't forget those three words, right, this week? I am blessed. So go out, be blessed. Do me a favor, okay? Use social media to God's glory. Go ahead, and today and tomorrow, people that you know who are serving. Tell them there's this little Filipino kid in East Hawaii who appreciates them for what they're doing for him and his family. That I pray that God blesses them, keeps them, and protects them. And that I understand that I am blessed because of what they do for us. Do that for me? Okay? Now go out, be blessed. May God's face shine upon you. Have a beautiful week. And don't forget again, we are blessed.
You've been listening to Pastor Aaron Pacheco of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.